Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Hello, my name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and this week I'm talking about the confirmations of Pete Hegseth and Kristi Noem for the respective cabinet positions. The Honorable Pete Hegseth is going to be the Secretary of Defense. It's so awesome. And the Honorable Kristi Noem is going to be Secretary of Homeland Security. Again, so awesome. These two so much deserve these positions. They're going to be so good at them. They're going to get support from President Donald Trump to do what he said he was going to do during the presidential race. And I'm just super excited about both of them. Also talk a little bit about Marco Rubio. He's already been confirmed as Secretary of State. Awesome. Perfect guy for that. He's done so much for the state of Florida, and he's going to do so much for the entire country as Secretary of State. I also talk a little bit about my guy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I hardly have a podcast anymore at all without mentioning him at least a little bit. He's awesome, and he's going to take care of business in Health and Human Services. Appreciate you listening. Sit tight. We're going to go for a big one here. Just wanted to give a shout out to Kristi Noem and Pete Hegseth. They were both confirmed today by the Senate in their respective cabinet positions. Kristi Noem's going to be Homeland, Secretary of Homeland Security. Pete Hegseth is, as of today, Secretary of Defense. I've read his book that he put out recently, The War on Warriors. It's a good read because it tells you where he stands as far as what's going on in the military. He has discussed many times, and it's in his book, about the corrosion of the military by DEI and having female warriors. I want to kind of take a little moment here to talk about how I feel about it. I did a podcast on it before, but I'm briefly going to go over it. Women, I've known women that could beat up any guy that I know. I mean, there's some tough women out there. It's just a natural thing. It's a natural human trait that men are bigger and stronger than women. So how do we do this? Well, it's easy in my book. Just like in basketball, I get men's basketball and women's basketball. The same thing in the military. Keep it totally separate. You got a men's army, you got a women's army. Navy, Air Force, Marines, the whole bit. But you have separate. I mean, they have separate camps. They don't mix at all. And they have their things that they do well. Each army does different things. Or, you know, some things are going to be the same. A lot of things are going to be different. And some women are better at some things in combat than men are. Compassion is an example. You think of the military and you think of these big, strong guys are just going to go out and beat the crap out of the enemy, which is generally, yes, we want to do that, but sometimes compassion is needed. Sometimes diplomacy is needed, and women could possibly be better diplomats than men in that situation. So, yeah, I think women definitely should be in the military, but have two separate ones. You have totally different expectations of what each military is going to do, each branch is going to do with their men and their women, and it will fit perfectly and seamlessly as long as you keep them separated, because one thing... When you put men and women together in a situation like that, sometimes bad things happen. Sometimes mistakes happen. Sometimes having men and women that close to proximity, it just doesn't work. So just keep them separate. It's not a bad thing. It's not like the men's army is going to be better than the women's army or vice versa. Each branch is going to have its own specialties that they do well. So why not? And I know there are a lot of women who do want to serve. What we need to get away from is people joining the military for the benefits and never actually doing anything to earn them. You know, I don't mean that every single person that joins the military needs to be on the front line of some war, because we don't want wars. The whole thing of a strong military is that we don't have wars. Everybody knows you don't mess with the United States, because if you get in a war with them, you're going to lose. That's what a strong military does. It keeps you out of war. So there's my bit on women in the military. They are every bit as important to our military as men. It's just, they can't be the same. You can't lower the standards of the men so the women can get in and do stuff. Nope. It's simple. I mean, I know there's reasons they don't do it, and I know there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about it that's may make that really hard to do, but to me, it's simple. You have this camp over here, you have Camp Pendleton here, you have Richards Gebau over there. whatever camp it is. This one's a men's camp. This one's a women's camp. They don't mix. They do their own roles. They each have their own thing that they do, and they do it well. That's how we fix that problem. It may not be as simple as I'm making it, but it's where we need to go, to me, honestly. We can't put them together and lower the standards of the men just so the women can get in. Make it separate. They have their own standard. They can fulfill the standards if they had certain standards that were designed for women, and then the men would not have to have their standards reduced so that the women can get in. He's also very much against DEI in the military. He says it totally ruined the military, which it did. A lot of people got in there that shouldn't be in there, and there's a lot of people at the top heavy with DEI people that have no idea what it takes to have a strong military. It wasn't working, clearly. A lot of things happened in our military since we started letting women in combat that should never have happened, and we're weaker. Our military is weaker because of it. So there's a solution. We can do it. Women can be in it. I think it'd be awesome. It'd be a better, stronger army to have two different genders in the military separated and doing their own things that they have strengths in. Okay, so that's Pete. I'm super happy that he's going to be our Secretary of Defense. Next one is Kristi Noem. She is the governor of South Dakota currently. She's going to be in charge of Homeland Security. Now, what a job. I mean, we are going to grab that brass ring on this endeavor that we're doing to stop immigration of illegals, stop the illegals from coming across the border, and getting the ones who are here out. Huge order. Tall order. She's ready for the job. I agree. From what I've seen, she's strong. She won't put up with any crap. And she's got Tom Homan as her border czar. He's impressive. He's a big man, and he's very stern about his beliefs as far as the border goes and as far as getting the ones that are already here out. So with her in charge of Homeland Security and him in charge of the border, this project that they're working on right now, which is closing up the border and getting the illegals out, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in a good way, in that it'll happen quickly as can be expected. We'll get them out. We'll shut the door, and we'll get all the bad ones out and start over, and we'll let a lot of good ones in. It's awesome. There's a lot of people that want to come to this country, and now more than ever, they want to come here. So we'll have the pick of the litter, so to speak. We'll be able to pick the very brightest and best from every country around the world that wants to come here. You know, we're not going to force anybody to come here, clearly. But anybody wants to come here, which is going to be a lot of people, and more the further down this road we go, the more people are going to want to come here. And that's awesome, because we can say, yes, you can come in here because you're going to come and you're going to work hard and you're going to be smart. And we're going to have a lot of stuff happening here that may not have happened if we hadn't had the immigration of the smartest and the best. So it's awesome. It's all awesome. But shout out to Kristi Noem for getting her nomination confirmed. Best of luck to you, and I know you guys are going to do a great thing. I want to talk a little bit about Marco Rubio. He's been already, he sailed through the confirmation. A lot of people like him, both sides of the aisle. It was not even ever questioned whether he was going to be Secretary of State or not. He is. And it's awesome because he can handle the job well. He handled Florida with a massive ability to get things done and get things done right and get things done quickly and get things done efficiently, and he handled it. He's proven that he can handle situations that come up. So I'm super excited about Marco Rubio being Secretary of State. It's awesome. And the other guy, John Ratcliffe, I don't know that much about him. He's head of the Central Intelligence Agency. We need something there. I mean, the FBI and the CIA have gone so far down the toilet that resurrection seems like it's going to be tough, but I have faith in this guy, John Ratcliffe. I think he's going to be a great CIA director. He's got all the qualifications needed. With the direction that this country is going now, we're hitting on all cylinders. And here's one thing, too. If any of President Trump's picks don't pan out, he'll be the first guy to say, "You're fired." So he's done his homework. President Trump has done his homework, and we're not going to have to switch anybody out because he already knows who's going to do what they're supposed to be doing. So awesome to all these people. I'm so excited about Pete Hegseth. I've been behind him the whole time. After reading his book, I see where he's coming from, and he's coming from the place that's going to fix the military. There's a lot of people that say if he doesn't have enough experience, he's too young, and all, whatever. He knows what's wrong with the military, and he knows how to fix it, and he's gonna. That's all you need to know. It's the only thing that matters. He's gonna fix it. We're gonna have the strongest military in the world again, still, and it's gonna be massively. There isn't gonna be anybody on this planet, not Russia, not China, not North Korea, not nobody, is gonna pick a fight with us because they will lose. And that's what a strong military is all about. You don't get into wars when you got a strong military because nobody's stupid enough to fight you. Christy, Noam, awesome. Homeland Security, perfect. I'm excited to see what comes from this. I'm especially excited to see about some of his other picks. You know, from listening to me over the years, you know that Robert Kennedy Jr. is my guy. I'm super excited that we're going to fix this country as far as the food and the medicine that we have. We're going to fix the food. It's got lots of chemicals in it right now because that's how you feed a hungry nation. The easy way is just pump it full of chemicals and it doesn't go bad. So we're going to have to really pump up the way we do food around here. We're going to have to get it our act together. Going to be plenty of food for everybody, but it's going to be done right this time. And we won't be getting poisoned by our food. Same thing with pharmacopoeia. We're getting poisoned right now. We're lab rats, basically. We're getting poisoned by the pharmaceutical industry and big medical. They got a gig. I just wanted to continue this about RFK Jr. He's my guy. He's just turned 71 a week ago or so, and he's more fit than most guys, half his age or even a quarter of his age. It's like, I don't want to go to a doctor. It's a big old fat guy smoking a cigar. I flat will not go to a doctor like that. I will not go to a doctor that looks like that. I want my doctor to be the healthiest looking guy in the country. But just the fact that he's 71 and he's super fit is awesome to me. And we got to do that. We got to get our older people in this country healthy. Because right now, the older people in this country, super lab rats. They are pumping people full of everything just to keep them alive so they can make more and more money off their pharmaceuticals. It's bad. It's wrong. It's totally wrong. I disagree with the way things are going 100%. And I've talked about this on numerous podcasts, so you can go back and listen to them if you want to. I will do more as I go along because of all the cabinet positions being filled, that's my big one. I want the food to be right, and I want the pharmaceuticals to be right. And one more thing about RFK while I'm thinking about it, he's not anti-vax. It's just something that the mainstream, or I call them the has-been media, is saying about him because they're scared of him. They're scared that this whole thing that's a giant machine is going to start crumbling, which it is. A lot of people opposed to him because of that. He's not anti-vax. He's anti-stupid vax. He's anti-vax that hurt people. He knows there's a lot of vaccinations out there that have been around for years that are really good. Polio. We don't want to go through that polio thing again, ever. And we have a vaccination that works. And he's not going to say, no, you can't have your polio vaccinations anymore. He will check to make sure that it's as good as it can be. But no, he's not anti-vax. And that really drives me crazy when the has-been media says that about. Anyway, that's the deal for today. Super excited about Christy Noam and Pete Hegseth. I was really hoping both of them would make it. I'm so glad that they did because those are super important cabinet positions that they have filled. They all are, and it's good. We're on that Trump train that's, you know, headed for the next golden age of this country. I'm so excited. Thanks for listening.